Am I the jerk? Maybe I am. Maybe you are. As always, you can send yours in if you hear this and perhaps you're like, wait a second, I think that happened to me. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com.
So this one is a personal one. And I don't know if it's you guys decide, okay? Because I go to a chiropractor because
you're
I'm
a real
old.
Jerk.
And when you go and you check in to this chiropractor, it takes you back in the order that you walk in. Simple.
That would make sense.
Makes sense. But being a gentleman that I am, like I'll go when they first open the doors because they'll open up at 3 o'clock. And everyone, you know, somebody may get there 7-8 minutes early. They'll sit in their car. It's too hot. I'm not sitting outside waiting at the door waiting for it. Oh, so everyone's kind of in their car. So one time I went and the doors are going to open right at 3 and I was the first one to walk up to the door. Great, right? Get in, get out. But behind me were like 4 ladies. So do you open the door for the ladies because chivalry isn't dead and wow. let them walk in and check in? Hmm. Or do you know that this is, hey man, they see people in the order that people walk in. I was here first. Chivalry be damned. Let me walk in and barcode myself in so I can be the first one there because that's my rightful place.
I have one follow-up. Were you tracking who arrived at the location first?
No.
Not the door, but the location.
I did not. No, I don't care about that.
But you know you were the first one there.
I was the first one at the door because I was there when they unlocked the door okay. to open it up.
I would be paying attention to the cars around me and around that time who arrived first. In this situation, 3 ladies walk up behind me, but whose car was there first? Because they definitely deserve to go first.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's not like I pulled right up there and got out and ran up there so
you're
I could
like,
be the first
I'm a little
one.
Late today,
it's
right
just,
on time.
All right.
Yeah, because otherwise you're letting 4 people go ahead of you, which is going to add an hour.
And they
time.
Usually see 3 people, you know, 3 tables back there. So like the first 3 will go, and it's, if they're there, if they start early, it's great. If not, sometimes it takes 5 minutes to get back there. Sometimes it takes 15 or 20. You just never know how it's going.
And you touched the door at 3 o'clock.
Touched the door right when they opened it up. I was the first one.
I think that's a proof. Yeah, I think you got to go in.
Yeah, I think you got it. I think you would assume, okay, because they do a pod of 3, I'm getting in the first pod. You're not taking the only slot that's available at first.
Right.
You're just taking one of the first 3. And I think that you can probably assume that you arrived at the location before one of those people behind you, and you're in the clear.
Yeah, I think.
You guys want to guess actually exactly what I did?
You held the door open.
I held the door open.
How long did you have to wait?
Probably extra 15.
Oh, okay. That's not
15 minutes.
Did you feel good about it at least? Or are you still conflicted?
No, no, I felt great.
Then you did the right thing.
But I thought maybe one of the ladies would go, you know what? You held the door open. We know how this works. You signed in before me. But no, that didn't happen. They were like, beep.
Grocery store where you get in the express lane or a regular lane even, and you've got 2 items, and the person in front of you has 15. And they're like, you know what? You just go ahead in front of me.
And I'm not doing it for recognition or anything. It's the nice thing to do. You open the door for the ladies. I will do that a lot, but in a...
Right, I do.
In an instance to where it matters when you walk in and you were there first.
There's also a distance thing for opening the door for people and ladies in general where like if they're far enough away, I don't care. I know where you're going and you might be like
semi-close. No, that's true. And I think they all know that.
Where like I'm going to go ahead and just walk in. I might swing the door open a little wide so maybe it'll still be open when you get there.
Right in my mind as I was opening the door, I said, "Okay, this is a moment to where am I going to be a jerk and just open it for myself, walk in, sign in, and not even worry about who's behind me?" But I felt like my mom would be very disappointed in me if I did not hold the door open for the ladies like I will do 99% of the time.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
The mom barometer is a good one to use.
I know. And I felt pretty
good
about
it. Right,
okay, thank you. Thank you.
Were they gracious? Did they say thank you?
Then it doesn't sound like it.
See, if they don't say
one said thank you, and the other just kind of walked in.
Shut the door as she was walking through it. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize that.
Give them a you're welcome as they walk through.
That's tough. I think that's That's two jerks don't make it right.
You don't shut the door.
All right.
I'm just kidding. So I have one in. So there is a delivery company that everybody would know of that I won't say the name of.
Okay.
But one of the big delivery companies. So, yes, this will come back to beer, but I.
No way.
I use a service where I order beer off an app and I get a delivery every month with the beer. And at our old address, it was never a problem because I knew it's a regular month thing. So the delivery driver knew who I was and knew that I was an adult and all that. And so they were like, hey, it's coming tomorrow. Is it cool if we just drop it off at your front door? I was like, yeah, that'd be great. Well, new address, it's a different delivery company that requires a signature from an adult in the home. So they will only make three attempts to deliver. The first two attempts they made to deliver, I was at work, and so was my wife. So there's no one at the house.
The ticket.
So the third delivery, I look up, I scan the little thing they leave on the door, and it says, your delivery will come tomorrow between 2 and 6. I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's
I will
perfect.
Be here. I will be here between 2 and 6.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I needed to go to the store, and so I sit there, and still not there at 6. I go, okay, well, maybe they're running behind. I'll give it till 6:30. Nothing happens. I'm like, man, I've got to go to the store. I mean, at this point, who are they coming today? Like, I could sit here. Who knows how long? I was like, all right, well.
You're starving. You had no turkey. You got to go get turkey at the store.
It's actually your deadline's coming up.
That is actually true. I did not have turkey.
What am I going to eat for dinner? I have no turkey. And it's close to dinner. It's close to cutoff time.
The cutoff time's right there. It's a real conundrum.
That's exactly what happened, actually.
I could see the smoke coming out of his ears as this is dawning on him. That
I was like,
the cutoff time is right there. There's no food.
I was like, all right, do I wait till 7? Because I could run up to the store real quick and get what I need.
Would you tear open the, you know how people sometimes will open up a bag of chips in the store and eat it and just take the empty
container
bag?
Of Oscar Mayer.
Why am I scanning this
He's
empty?
Popping them like grapes.
God, So I wait till 6:45.
Okay.
I leave the house to go to the store. Right when I'm pulling into the parking lot at the store at about 7, I see the ring go off, and I look, and it's the guy delivering my package. And I'm like, you're kidding me. You're kidding me. So there's nothing I can do. I see him on the ring, sign the thing, put it on the door, and just carry my beer back to the truck. I'm like, man, this is horrible. So immediately when I get home, I jump on, and I call said company, talk to somebody, and they're like, because on the thing it says it will be returned to sender.
Mm.
I told them I was not home. It said between 2 and 6. I gave them till 6:45. And like, oh, well, that's just an estimation. I was like, nowhere.
A 4-hour estimation? Yeah,
nowhere,
I can't stand that.
Nowhere on the piece of paper I got did it say this is an estimation. She goes, well, it could be till the end of the business day. I was like, then it should say that on the slip. That this is an estimation, but it will be there by end of business day, and I would have waited. That's not what it said. And I told the lady on the phone, I said, look, I'm not upset at you. I know you had nothing to do with this, but this call is being recorded, and I'd like my thoughts to be recorded.
So they, did you kind of clear your throat?
Actually, this is what I said. I said, this call is being recorded.
That's how he started off.
And the lady
First
said...
First of all...
The lady said, yes, it is being recorded. I said, okay, good, because I'd like to say some things, and I hope that this gets passed to management. She goes, okay. And then I said what I wanted to say.
Got it off your chest?
Yes. I said, this is ridiculous. I explained the situation. And again, I told her, I was like, it's not you. I know it's being recorded. And so she said, we've actually had that complaint from other people, and we're trying to work with them to reach a resolution. I said, well, now it's going back to the sender who's in Washington. She goes, well, you're going to have to contact them. So I contact them. They go, yeah, we're so sorry about that. We'll let you know when we get it back, and then we'll schedule something. I said, but I'm going to go through the same process. I said, and I asked him, I was like, why can't this be sent to a store? So now it dawned on me, guess where my beer is going to be sent? Here.
Nailed it.
Because somebody's always here during business hours.
I love that sound effect, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never understood that if you have something that needs a signature, you're going to deliver it to my home during the afternoon hours when 89 to 95% of the
right.
people are at work and can't sign it there.
Like, why can't I take a picture of my ID, sign it? I can prove I live at that address. They're like, oh, well, what if a child is at home? I got beer in my house anyway. What if? So anyways, that was an irritation of mine. And I feel like that company is the jerk.
I do love the fact that you knew it was being recorded, so you just went on your soapbox just to get it on the record. Man, they probably scrubbed that call so quick, man. Like, get this out of here. We're not playing
with
anybody.
They didn't. I didn't cuss or anything. I just explained in a passionate tone what the problem was.
You were hoping that would become their training case. This is an example of how an upset customer might be presenting themselves.
Yeah, you may be their Kevin Mitnick.
Exactly.
Is that his name, right?
Yes.
The training guy? Don't look at me like that.
The guy who passed
away. I'll be grown here.
Yes.
No.
You're correct. That was
Thank you.
Name.
Thank you for being an adult, man.
He's no longer with us, and we miss him.
Well, we don't want you to have that same fate.
Some people do.
No. We just want you to continue to eat turkey out of the container in the store because you're so hungry.
I did not do that. God.
If you do, please get a selfie.
I waited until I was in the car.
It's about 7:15. It's like, oh my God, it's getting close to the time. I've got to eat. Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
Let's carry this over.
No, we can't carry it over.